Sports Talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Still to come, John Walters will be our guest. He'll be getting ready inside what they like to call Hilton South, down in Kansas City, to call Iowa State matched up tonight against Texas, and no Mo Bamba, not going to be in the lineup. It's interesting to me, Trent, because now Kansas has lost their center as well. Udoka Azubuike, he's not going to play either, that according to Bill Self. Mm-hmm. In Texas's case, they really can't afford to get beat here early, where in Kansas's situation, if they get knocked out early, it's probably not going to matter.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
Well, it might matter as it pertains to a number one seed.
Oh, okay. So you're dropped down to a number two if that happens. Okay. Whoop-de-freaking-do.
No, Jim.
That
can matter, though. You know why it matters? Getting a chance to play close to home. If you're
close to home, yes.
Being a protected seed is important, Jimmy B. So, yeah, you can't just throw away the importance there. Obviously, more important is for that team to be healthy. I get that. But it's not like it doesn't mean anything for Kansas. It means more as it pertains to getting in, but still big.
Right.
And for Kansas, they're not measured in getting to the NCAA tournaments. They're measured by getting to a Final Four. How's it easier to get to a Final Four? Playing Coastal home and having a home court advantage. And for them, playing in Omaha. That's what they're hoping for. They're hoping that Elite Sweet 16 round is in Omaha, and that's where they're playing, and that group can travel up north up by 29 and be goofy in Omaha.
Yeah, they will be if that's the case. Look, they show up. Kansas fans travel. I know everybody talks about Iowa State fans, and they do travel great, but so do Kansas fans. And you can count probably on two hands the great traveling fan bases. And I'm just talking basketball here, not football. So if you're talking basketball, Iowa State, Kansas, Louisville travels great. Who else would you put on that list then as a great fan base that travels almost anywhere?
So you mentioned Kansas, Kentucky, right?
Go Kentucky, thank you. Yeah. Yep, Kentucky's a great one. Yes, they go anywhere. You're correct.
Louisville always travels. Yeah. Michigan State does. Duke, for being a small
Michigan
school,
State. Yes.
They travel incredibly well. I do wonder out of that next tier, because, you know, here in the state, we know Iowa fan base nationally has been known for decades about the way they travel. I remember the stories of the Rose Bowl back in the early 80s into the mid 80s and the way Iowa fans traveled back then. We saw it in their first Orange Bowl after 2002. Jimmy B, 48,000 Hawkeye fans in Miami for an Orange Bowl. I was just unthinkable. And that experience is still one of the wildest ones that I can remember. But in terms of basketball.
But football is different.
It is.
Yeah, basketball. Yeah.
In terms of basketball, Florida, not so much. Wichita State, they travel well.
Oh, yes. Yes, they do. Yep, Wichita State, good one.
And,
yep.
And really, the best way, I think, for me at least, to measure this is go and watch one of the exempt tournaments in November. And you'll see certain fan bases that do just travel at a different level. It's
Arizona.
What they do. Arizona, very good one. Every time they're in Maui, it seems like they got 2,000 people there. I'll wear Wildcat gear. That's a good one. Carolina, unless it's in Charlotte or Greensboro, where it seems they always have an NCAA tournament there. I don't know. Gonzaga travels pretty well for, again, being a small Jesuit school.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Go back to the Final Four last year. They had a big contingent on hand. Again, we're talking different realms here. Butler, I'm not sure. Butler, I'm sure it's fine, but you don't think of them certainly at the top level there.
No, not like the big schools.
Here's one that used to be big, I know. Arkansas.
Okay.
And in a place
They used to be huge, yes. I mean, I'm telling you, when Nolan Richardson and they were playing 40 minutes of hell, I mean, the Hog fans would show up and just take over the town. for basketball. Yes. I mean, it was crazy. Not now, since they've fallen on hard times. Mm-hmm. But I think Mike Anderson might have them back in the tournament this year.
Yeah, they appear right there, 21-10 on the year, and they can score. Not very good defensively, but they can score.
They can
with
score.
The Razorbacks. Yeah, that's an interesting question, and kind of a little bit different compared to the football, the way that people travel, the way the teams travel.
Right.
And it's different. Again, you know, if some team that hasn't been in a while or hasn't had a really good team, you know, one that I wonder about is Loyola. Loyola, small school, that haven't been to the NCAA tournament since the mid-'80s. And how many people travel? Let's say they get shipped off somewhere. I don't know. They get shipped out west. You know, is a couple hundred, is that considered a good contingent? Or a couple of thousand? Again, how you measure these kind of things, that's always difficult to me.
I would think that if they had a couple thousand for Loyola, I think that they'd be just pleased as punch. I'm more in the 300 to 500,
right,
maybe. And that'll still be a good showing for Loyola. There's no tradition. And you talked about schools, and the schools that we were naming, they have deep basketball tradition. And it's built in generation after generation. And so that's why people are more inclined then to be able to travel instead of, oh, my God, we haven't made the playoffs in 25 years, and now we're – or the NCAA tournament in 25 years. Gee, maybe I should try to go. Oh, my God, look at the flights and how much they – I'm not going to that.
Right.
I mean, you know, I can see that's the way that it would work, though.
Yes, I can absolutely – same kind of thing, certainly from this side. All right, Jimmy B., well, we talked a lot of college basketball already today, and we got more coming with John Walters, the voice of Iowa State. We've talked even some high school basketball. Yesterday, the state tournament. Earlier this morning, Valley gets a win. They move on to the semifinals. One thing we haven't touched, though, is the NBA. Brinson, the time is now for you. Time now for Jimmy B's crappy NBA Minute.
Here, Brinson, Wes Unseld in Chicago. Chicago Stadium. Ricky Mahorn hustling underneath. Can't get it to fall. Jordan to the hoop. King in the air. Score!
All right, here's the game that you want to pay attention to tonight. It is the evening game, and it is in Denver, featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers matched up against the very good Denver Nuggets. Look, I know that they don't get a lot of play because they're not Golden State, or they're not Houston, or OKC, but Denver is a playoff team. And we'll have to see how LeBron James and company with the new teammates fair in the Mile High City when you're playing at over 5,000 feet. Good game tonight. Mark it down. If you're going to be up late, you're bored with the college basketball, flip it over and watch LeBron James and company take on the Denver Nuggets.
The reigning NFL champion Philadelphia Eagles made some news today, Jim, as they made a trade. Michael Bennett coming in. Looks like an end of an era, perhaps, in Seattle with Bennett leaving. Richard Sherman on his way out. New look Seattle Seahawks certainly happened there, and the rich get richer as the Philadelphia Eagles pick up Michael Bennett.
Look, Seattle had to do something. They really did, because they were struggling, and they are a team right now that is going to try to save some of their core players and then try to rebuild around them. So getting rid of Bennett, Richard Sherman appears to be on his way out. Trent, this is a team that will have a – well, I think also Jimmy Graham is also on his way out as well. I think the Houston Texans are trying to get him because former Iowa player C.J. Fedorowicz looks like he's going to call it quits with all of the concussions that he has had. So Houston is after Jimmy Graham. But Seattle will have a new look, particularly defensively, when the NFL starts up again in the fall. It'll be and I don't think they're the only team. I think you're going to see some dominoes starting to flop around here a little bit, and teams trying to get rid of older players, drop some big contracts, try to get a little younger, and not have as much financial influence on their books. So I think it's going to be an interesting offseason right now in the NFL.
With you. A lot of moving parts, a lot of moving pieces, and that's okay. That can be a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, let's take a quick break and we'll come back. Let's light up John Walters. I know he's in Kansas City. He's working hard, getting ready for the game tonight. 8:30 tip estimated after Bedlam. It'll be Iowa State going up against Texas. Jim, we have struggled today trying to figure out what's going to happen. Neither of us have a strong feel on Cyclones Longhorns. Do you think John can help us out?
I hope so. If there's anybody who knows it better than anybody else, it is indeed John Walters. I'm counting on him to kind of separate everything for us tonight.
We can only hope. We'll do that on the other side. Little basketball talk with John Walters, the voice of Iowa State. And then we'll finish up the show with a look around the landscape of sports tonight. A little tube talk as we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight. It's Jimmy B and TC, presented by our friends at New Leaf Wellness. Looking in the market right now to feel better with your health? Give a call to New Leaf Wellness. We're coming right back.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Boom.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Sandler training has finally come to Des Moines and Central Iowa. Hello, everybody. This is Carl Schapwurst, owner of Sandler Training. And if your business relies on sales performance to drive success, then I urge you to contact Sandler Training today. I personally use Sandler in my business, and it has taken it to high performance, and the same thing can happen to you. So check us out on the web, keywords Sandler Training Iowa. Again, that's keyword Sandler Training Iowa. Sandler Training. If you're looking for old-fashioned sales training, don't call us.
Sandy from Collectomania. Lots of great items to choose from. Furniture, glassware, collectibles, tools, toys and games, music, NASCAR and metal signs, new blankets and caps, touch lamps, 3200 Delaware, open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 to 7, closed Mondays. Collectomania, the name says it all.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a heavyweight battle in the SEC as Texas A&M hosts Kentucky. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Doug Gottlieb and me for all the action as Tyler Davis and the Aggies look to avenge an early season loss to Kevin Knox and the Wildcats. It's the Texas A&M Aggies and the Kentucky Wildcats. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here
on 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah, gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Talking sports with Jimmy B and TC. Call the show now. 264-1700. Big Sports on 1700 KBGG.
And welcome back, everybody. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. We know that he's prepping for the game, so we are not going to waste any time and get to the longtime voice of Iowa State. John Walters is our guest at Hilton South. Welcome to the show, John. Let's kind of set this one up. Without Mohamed Bamba in the lineup for Texas, how does that change, or does it change anything that Iowa State will attempt to do against the Longhorns tonight?
I don't know how much it changes the game plan, and I'm not 100% certain that he's not going to play. He was out shooting at their practice this afternoon in the practice gear. So I know he said yesterday that it's unlikely that he'll play, but you know, he could have woken up today feeling a lot better. Who knows? So I don't think you take those things for granted. I would certainly be surprised if he does play, but I'm not ruling it out that he will. But he is a difference maker, you know, and against Iowa State down in Austin, he was absolutely terrific, 9 of 11 from the floor, and made a couple threes and made all his free throws, block shots like he always does. He does change the game. However, Jericho Sims has really come on, and there's a guy that Iowa State recruited pretty heavily out of Minneapolis, ended up going to Texas, about 6'9", another freshman, who has been, the way he's been playing lately, people are starting to talk about him as a potential first-round NBA draft choice. So there's no shortage of talent in Texas. That's always been the case. They're still going to be awfully good, whether or not they have Bamba. But they are shorthanded, so is Iowa State. So it'll be interesting. It might be a battle of attrition to see who can stay out of foul trouble, which team can do that best.
Well, both these teams come in certainly with different expectation levels for what's going to happen after the Big 12 tournament. Texas, you know, they're playing for their NCAA tournament lives. I'm sure they know a loss to the Cyclones tonight, and they're probably going to be on the outside looking into the NCAA tournament.
I think that would maybe be the case, although, again, I don't know that that's a given. And you ask yourself, Trent, are they better off playing Bamba or not?
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah,
if they don't play him, and then they lose to Iowa State, they could say, well, we didn't have Bamba, mm-hmm, or Eric Davis, you know, and maybe he'll be back soon, too. Who knows? But if they play, you know, Bamba and they get beat by Iowa State, then they don't quite have that card to play. Still, I think their body of work is pretty good. They do have a lot of quality wins. You know, right now they're listed by some of the bracketologists as last four in. Certainly of all the teams that you could lose to down here, Iowa State would be the most damaging. You know, from an Iowa State perspective, you know, there's one team down here that really can play loose mm-hmm. and doesn't have a lot to lose, mm-hmm. and that's Iowa State. Everybody else, all of the nine teams, are either on the bubble trying to get in, barely on the right side of the bubble, or they're in, but they're trying to improve their seeding for the NCAA tournament. Iowa State's really the only one of the 10 that's down here that can just kind of cut it loose. So I hope that works to Iowa State's advantage tonight. We'll see, but it's certainly a different mindset than what Iowa State's had coming into this tournament in recent years and winning three of the last four. But, you know, strange things happen in college basketball, and if you can just win the first one, then you start to feel like you can accomplish something. And so, as they say, play 40 to earn 40 more. That's what Iowa State needs to do tonight.
Hey, you mentioned Eric Davis Jr. being held out. He was part, his name was mentioned in that Yahoo Sports report from a week and a half ago or so. Any update? Did you hear any more? And we saw a lot of those players that are still in a collegiate uniform playing. What's the reason that Davis is being held out? What's the difference there from what you've heard?
You know, I haven't heard anything. I read an article this week about it, and one thing that he did was, you know, his family got an attorney before dealing with their compliance office. And so that might create a little bit more of a time frame of trying to get things figured out, whereas most of these guys probably dealt directly with their compliance office, were able to get questions answered and in quick form, and you know, you get stuck into attorneys involved and things get a little bit more dragged out generally. And so I think that could have something to do with it, but they've been on the cautious side of it. You know, some of these schools maybe aren't being as cautious. I think Texas is saying, hey, let's make absolutely certain that everything's good to go before we put him back out there. So he's missed the last three games. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, he certainly could bring a lot to the table for them. He scored 15 points in the second half when they won in Ames and got that game to overtime. It was really his hot hand in the second half that got that game into the extra session. So, you know, they miss him as well, but obviously, we can relate, you know, with Nick Weiler-Babb and Solomon Young out. Iowa State understands exactly what Texas is going through in that regard.
You know, it's incredible, John, when you just named the two guys that are unable to participate and what those two players meant to Iowa State. The key tonight to have a chance is Wigington has to be consistent and score, and Cameron Lard has to be consistent. He needs to score inside and rebound and stay out of foul trouble. If that takes place, then I believe Iowa State has a chance here.
Yeah, and Lard had two really, really good games against Texas, you know, and against Bamba on both occasions. The first game in Ames, I believe it was 21 points and 16 rebounds he had, and then he had, I think, 16 and 12 down in Austin. So he's played very well against Texas twice. Hopefully he can have another good game tonight. Lindell Wigginton has not played particularly well against Texas. You know, and he's facing his old Oak Hill Academy teammate, Matt Coleman, the point guard for Texas, who knows him very well. Those two were teammates, backcourt together for the last 2 years at Oak Hill and won a lot of games together. So I don't know if Lindell's putting a little extra pressure on himself to try to get the best of Coleman or what the case may be, but he has not played particularly well in the meetings with Texas, but I agree that those guys have to play well. Really, the whole team has to do some good things tonight. They've got to make some shots. I mean, it's not impossible to come in here and win this game. You know, I think you might see Iowa State play more zone tonight, you know, and force Texas to try to beat them with some outside shooting. Now, Texas has been pretty good in that area lately, although they're still probably the worst shooting team in the Big 12, and so, you know, you hope they have an off night with outside shots. And Iowa State, I think, has gotten a little bit better at defending the three-point line. The first time they met Texas, they really didn't defend it well at all. Ostatkowski really went off with a big shooting night for them. But I would think if Texas doesn't have a hot shooting night, that Iowa State should be right in this game. And and have every opportunity to win it at the end.
John Walters, the voice of Iowa State Cyclone Hoops, joining us here, getting ready for Texas and Iowa State, about an 8:30 tip-off anticipated for that one. A day early from what you've grown accustomed to, John, in the Big 12 tournament. No, we're not going to see probably the same numbers unless they do make a run and maybe get themselves to Friday in the semifinals. But how many people milling around? What's your anticipation what the crowd's going to be like? I think it's going to be decidedly, certainly, Iowa State. Any estimations? What are you seeing running around Kansas City?
Well, I've been spending most of the day here in the arena, so I haven't seen a lot of fans from any fan base so far today. And then really most of them are probably driving down today. I know if I was coming down as a fan, I'd probably work today. We got the 8:30 tip. Probably work today and then get in the car and make it down here in time for the tip and hope they win and stick around and have some fun tomorrow, you know. But I think most of the Iowa State fans will get down here just prior to the game. And I anticipate a good showing of Iowa State fans. As you mentioned, though, it's a day earlier than usual. You also, any year, will see the numbers pick up as the week goes on if Iowa State's alive. And when they've won this thing three of the last 4 years, you know, the first day you'd see a good number of Iowa State fans. If they won that game, boom. Then the second day it was just packed wall to wall with Iowa State fans. And the third day, if you got to the championship, was just an absolute zoo. And that's been pretty consistently the case through the year. So I think it'll be a good showing. The one thing that could additionally work in Iowa State's favor, not that fan support is the end-all, be-all of which team wins, but I think Iowa State will have a home court advantage to begin with, but when you consider that Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are the first game, and those are two more NCAA bubble-type teams, their fans that stick around for the second game are certainly going to be pulling for Iowa State to knock off Texas. So you're going to have a pretty decided home court advantage in terms of the fan support as far as Iowa State goes.
Well, you're right about that. Anything in Oklahoma just despises anything in Texas. So you're absolutely right. I'm curious, John.
It'll be certainly, there'll be quite a few people pulling for Iowa State in the arena tonight. That'll help, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. I also saw where Azubuike sprained his knee in practice. Can you update us anymore? Apparently he's not going to play.
Yeah, no, I just saw the same thing you probably did, Jim, which was Bill Self put out a statement saying that he did injure his knee in practice, and they're going to withhold him from the Big 12 tournament with hopes that they can get him back 100% for the NCAA tournament, which makes a ton of sense if you're Kansas. Now, obviously, I think they would have been the favorite to win this tournament with Azubuike, and that probably would put them on the one seed line if they did that. They run the risk of not being a one seed, but I don't think, if you're Bill Self, that that's anywhere near as important to you as having your team at full strength next week. But it sure changes this tournament, because I would have certainly picked them as the favorites to win it with everything on the line for them of trying to get that one seed. But with him out, you know, they were already thin inside. Now Mitch Lightfoot is really their only post player, and they're just going to be playing a ton of guards, and they're not particularly deep to begin with. So, you know, it's probably music to the ears of the winner of tonight's game between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and then potentially TCU or Kansas State in the next round of the bracket, that they're not going to be facing Kansas at full strength. So what it really does to this tournament, I think it was already kind of a wide-open deal. Now it's really wide open. I mean, you could pick any number of teams to win this thing, and I wouldn't probably argue with you. I think TCU has a great chance to make a run. I think Baylor, the way they play, can always make a run in this tournament. And so, you know, there's some teams that are probably feeling pretty good about their chances right now.
Yeah, a lot of teams certainly that feel like they can make a run and maybe catapult themselves. We've seen Iowa State do it three of the last 4 years. John, 4 wins in 4 days, it's a tall task, but we'll be rooting for you. Hopefully by the end of the week your vocal cords are strained. How about that?
I'm all for that, and you know, stranger things have happened. We saw what Kemba Walker did with UConn 1 year, and you know, it does happen. I was just talking to the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris, a few minutes ago, and he brought up that 1 year down here they did against Iowa State when they lost in the championship game. You know, played four games, and so it can be done. It has been done, and we'll see if Iowa State can pull it off. It's a long shot. I'm not ignoring that, but I'm all for trying.
Thank you, John. It's always good when we catch up with you. Have a great call tonight, guys. John.
Appreciate that. Man. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Here you go. John Walters, longtime voice of Iowa State. Always good, Trent, when he takes a little time just with us anyway, just before he's got to go to work at the arena. Yeah,
well, it's funny, John. We talked to him right before we came back for the commercial break, and he told us, well, I found a little hallway here that's a little quiet, and I'm ducking in here. Giving us time. A big appreciation, certainly, for him doing that. And love talking with him. He brings that perspective from Iowa State, but he doesn't sugarcoat things. There's certain people that do that. That's not the case. He'll tell you, even though he's an employee of Iowa State, he'll tell you what's going on, which is welcome at times from some of the other people out there in the business. Nobody really here locally. You know, I don't see anything locally like that, but you hear some of those war stories, Jimmy B, and you know, run into people on the road, a lot of people like that isn't always the case.
No, this one guy just used to just bug the hell out of me when I was flying around doing games everywhere, and he was a radio broadcaster at Arkansas. And they could be down, I'll just refer to basketball, with 2 minutes left, down 20. Well, listen, if the three and then they steal it, and the next guy makes a three, and then they get another steal or a turnover, and they score again, Arkansas could win this game.
Yeah, right.
What? God, 2 minutes left, you're down over 20. You're trying to convince the audience. It reminds me of... You mean there's a chance?
Tell me there's a chance.
A chance, yeah. Yeah. I just shook my head. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. But you know, they're paid to stroke the fans, so to speak, and that was a lot of stroking right there as far as I was concerned.
Ah, with that, of stroking from Jimmy
yes.
D. All right,
yes.
Jim. Well, we got to take our final break.
A song, Trent. Trent, that was a song. Clarence Carter did a song called Stroke.
Oh, I know it well. As a youngster,
I thought that
song was dynamite.
Yeah.
Innuendo, yeah, I was all about it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, we're coming right back. Yeah, right here on the Big Talker 1700. Hey, everybody, welcome back. We will wrap things up here right now on a Wednesday. I'm still struggling to see what that bright thing is in the sky, but I'm just glad that the sun is going to come out again and we get a little better weather. Look, Trent, you've been doing yeoman's work going between the radio station and Wells Fargo Arena. You've been doing a hell of a job broadcasting the high school games, both the girls last week and the guys this week. So once again, I know that you got the semis coming up, but I just want to say nice job, partner, okay?
I appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun, and we'll continue our coverage tomorrow here on 1700. 6:30 will be the matchup. Waukee gets number one seed. Iowa City West, Patrick McCaffrey and that group. It'll be fun to see the Warriors against them. You know, Justin Ohl, the head coach for Waukee, he told me, I talked to him a little bit last night over after their victory. He told me they did scrimmage against Iowa City West before the year. So, mm-hmm. You know, an opportunity to see a team like that. Iowa City West, they are the standard bearer of basketball in the 4A level. So you don't get that same kind of, we're going up against these guys. You know them. You know, you see them on the floor And I think that'll help certainly Waukee at least maybe not have some of those early jitters. And how about that? Waukee, their win against Johnston last night, first ever win for Waukee at the state tournament. That's incredible. As good as they've been, their first ever win.
I just never would have thought that. And yeah. I was listening a little bit, and when you said that, I was like scratching my head going, what? Are you serious? That's it? I mean, they've been there a lot, and it just never dawned on me that they had, you know, never done that before.
So they'll play the semifinal game. That'll be the first one. In the second game, Valley a winner this morning over North Scott, the number 7 seed, pulling the upset. The Tigers, BJ Windhorse, always does such a great job, and they always play their best basketball, it seems, at the end of the year, Jimmy B. In the semifinal for the third consecutive year, won the title a couple of years ago. Last year, mm-hmm. knocked off in the championship game by Iowa City West, but that's going to be a really entertaining game. Cedar Falls, they're led by A.J. Green, top 100 player nationally. Obviously going to play for his brother and his father, an assistant coach at UNI. He'll be with the Panthers next season, but a really good scorer, fun player to watch. He can do a lot of things off the bounce in Valley. They'll have their hands full in that one. Those will be the two semifinal games tomorrow night. Championship on Friday, and then the weekend will be upon me, Jimmy B., and I'll be able to relax. And you know what I'll do? I'll watch
finally,
more basketball.
What are you going to do?
Yeah,
I was just going to say, yeah, I know. All the tournaments are on, the semifinals and the finals. Absolutely. Speaking of which, and I know that we talked a lot about Iowa State getting ready to play tonight against Texas. And the Mo Bamba thing is troublesome to me. And I know that Texas has won in recent games without him. So I'm not so sure. I from what I've been looking at on Twitter, that sort of thing, oh, without Bamba, we got a great chance. Well, you had a chance even with Bamba there if Iowa State shows up. And quite frankly, we don't know if they will or they won't. You know, are you going to get the team that beat West Virginia and Texas Tech? Or are you going to get the team that, you know, gets rocked by Oklahoma? So I'm just uneasy about tonight, Trent. Look, it could be a very short tournament for Iowa State. And if it is, okay, that's the way their season has been all year. If they pull the minor upset, because it still would be a little bit of an upset, despite the fact Bamba's not playing. And they get to the next round, well, you can go out and say, hey, look, kids didn't quit, came in, played hard, knowing that they're not going anywhere after the tournament. Still, they came out and acquitted themselves very well. So where are you on this? Do you have a feel, a real good feel for this game, or are you like me, you're not really sure?
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit with it. I'm kind of in the same avenue as you is. And what Iowa State team shows up, I guess if I had to make a pick, according to the point spread, five and a half is the number out there, I think I'd grab the points in Iowa State. They play well in Kansas City. I understand this is a completely new team. Donovan Jackson, only guy that really has experience that'll be out there on the floor. But just feel like they'll come out there. Certainly the crowd's going to be behind them. You're going to assume, I will certainly, there's going to be a lot of more Cyclone fans in the building than there will be Texas fans. So you start right there and it kind of see. But it is tough to get a feel what we're going to see. Boy, you would hate to go into the offseason, though, with seven straight losses. You know, in the grand scheme of things, the difference between being 13 and 18 and 14 and 18 if they win this one and then lose in the quarterfinals, it's not a big deal, but just be nice. Just be nice to get some kind of positivity at the end of the season.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, just something to give the fan base a little bit of hope for next year. And look, hope is on the way. You and I have talked about Jacobson and Shayok a lot, and they have a good draft class coming in. But for me, I'm not interested in the freshmen as I am in the transfers, because those two guys can play. And from that standpoint, that is going to totally change the entire dynamic of this team for next season. But tonight, it's about what takes place tonight. And look, we'd like to have them win. Give us something to talk about tomorrow for a change that would be positive. So that would be good. Instead of say, well, lousy season. They stunk up the joint. Didn't expect it to be quite that bad, but it was. And they lost seven straight at the end. I would rather say, hey, look, pump your chest out a little bit here. You knocked off a team in Texas without Bamba that is probably got still a shot at the dance. And, you know, you get ready for the next game. That's the only way that I can look at it tonight, Trent. What else you got on tap, kid, that you're going to dial into besides Iowa State and Texas?
That'll be some of the late viewing for me tonight. I'll definitely be into that one. Late night games, there isn't a whole lot. You got Washington State, Oregon in the Pac-12 tournament. I guess Syracuse, Carolina.
Carolina, yeah.
you know, kind of playing for their NCAA tournament lives at Barclays Center. So I'll be watching that one, I'm sure, later on this evening. Notre Dame Vod Tech, that should be good. Virginia Tech, I think, is going to win this game. Notre Dame, I was disappointed in the effort. You know, the other thing that kind of cracks me up, people are saying, you know, Notre Dame, they're close to the bubble. Bonzi Colson, how much different they are. Remember, this is the same team that lost to Ball State with Bonzi in the lineup. They lost to Indiana with him in the lineup. So all these losses that they've accrued in the ACC, and people want to kind of brush them aside because of the injuries, slow down a little bit. When they were healthy, they had some pretty ugly losses too. So
they did, yep.
I don't know. I think Notre Dame, even with a win against Virginia Tech, I don't think that'll be enough. Probably got to win another one after that. Then I would start considering putting them into the tournament field.
Interesting. Okay. I'm kind of in that mode right now, and you're right. That was an ugly win that they got yesterday, but it doesn't matter if it's pretty or ugly as long as you get a W at this time of the year. So from that standpoint, they did what they needed to do, and that is win. But I'll be dialed into that game as well. I'm looking forward to that. I know that I am going to watch some of Bedlam. I'm going to watch Oklahoma State. I did see a couple of the scribes, the bracketologists, have Oklahoma State first four out. So they're thinking that if Oklahoma State were to win this game and move on and maybe get one more, that the Cowboys might even sneak into the dance tread.
Yeah, I think they got to win too. And with the win, it'll be Kansas that they'll see, and they'll have to beat them then for the third time this season. And it's funny to think, even with three wins, they're no lock, and there's a reason for it. And you look at their numbers right now, their RPI is 89. Their non-conference strength of schedule, 286. They're a combined 7-13 against Quadrant 1 and Quadrant 2. There are nice victories in there. There's also some ugly losses, and that has drugged them down. And, well, you know what, Jimmy B, another team that didn't schedule very smart in the non-conference. You ready
for it? They should call you.
Here's what they did. Pepperdine.
Okay.
317. Yeah. Charlotte.
Ooh.
325. Oral Roberts, 256. Houston Baptist, 344. Mississippi Valley State, 349. Again, you can't schedule that way. Now, Oklahoma State, you didn't know that Charlotte was going to be this bad. You know, Charlotte, it's not the days of Bobby Lutz, and they're going to win the Conference USA title anymore. In fact, Charlotte's not even in Conference USA anymore. They're they still are. But they're not the same team that they were back in the day.
Exactly.
You know, they played Pittsburgh out in an exempt tournament in Brooklyn. You didn't know Pittsburgh was going to be this bad. It's the way that it breaks. So you can't knock them too much. It's not compared to some of the other teams. But this is what happens. 8-10, beat Oklahoma, beat Kansas. I think the conversation certainly will change. Still a lot of work to be done with Oklahoma State. And also, Jimmy B., we got Iowa State, Texas. I think Texas, they lose to Iowa State tonight. They're in trouble. What about Baylor?
Yes.
Baylor resume's been a bit clunky. Lose 3 out of 4 at the end of the regular season. You know, felt pretty solid going in the last couple of weeks that they were going to be in.
They went on a great run there for a while, and then it went clunky right at the end.
So Baylor, are they in must-win situation against West Virginia? They lose to West Virginia tomorrow. Are they on the outside looking in?
Boy, that's tough. I'm going to say yes. They will be sweating bullets to try to get into that game. They really will, to try to get into the dance, I should say. If they lose to West Virginia. Look, losing to West Virginia, everybody's going to say, well, that's a good loss. Okay, let's say they lose by five or less. Mm-hmm. All right, that's a good loss in the tournament. Does that then do them in? That's the question.
I think they're in trouble.
Does losing to West Virginia, who's what, 18th in the country?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that really do in Baylor?
I just look at the teeth of the resume. They're 4-10 against the Group 1, Quadrant 1, if you will. Their RPI is 60. Strength of schedule is okay, but let's see. Non-conference, they got a win against Creighton. That's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
That's about the only of consequence. Their wins in the Big 12.
Central, that Central Arkansas win's not going to do much for you.
No, no. But outside of the win against Kansas, and that was a home win, they also beat Texas Tech at home. You know, they haven't beat
Wisconsin. Beat Wisconsin. Yeah. But they tried the schedule. He's not walking through that door. Yeah, I know.
But they haven't done anything of consequence away from home outside of that Creighton game, and that was a neutral court game. Just their wins are all at home. I think Baylor has to beat West Virginia. I'm going there.
Yeah.
Baylor has to beat West Virginia to get in.
Okay.
We might be talking about six teams from the Big 12. From where we were, which was as many as nine, it could be six.
Yeah, eight or nine. Yeah, could be. I mean, it could change dramatically. Absolutely change dramatically during these tournaments. You're right.
All right, Jimmy B. Well, you enjoy your night of hoops. I know you'll be locked and loaded. You're not watching any crappy NBA tonight, are you?
I'm going to watch the late game because it is Cleveland in Denver. And I want to see your favorite player, Jokic, in the center position for the Nuggets, matched up with LeBron and company. So while the college hoops are on the first two monitors, the third monitor that will be in front of me at the refreshment stand late will probably be that NBA game. That's what I'll do.
Well, you give me a full recap in 1994, and I'm looking forward to that. I'll watch my boy Jokic coming up in April. I'll be dialed
in
then.
Okay, fair enough.
Until we get to that point, it's college hoops for me. Enjoy your evening, everybody. Thanks for listening in once again. Back tomorrow at noon. Myself and Ken Miller will take you from noon until 2, Jimmy B and TC from 4 until 6, and then the high school 4A semifinals with Waukee and Valley both in action tomorrow night starting at 6:30. All here on your home for high school sports and real sports talk for real sports fans, 1700 KBGG.